The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Free Beer, that's me. Hot Wings there.
Hi, nice to have you around.
Roommates in college once, twice, three times actually.
Yeah.
Then our first job after college, same location, and then all the rest of them have been as a team.
We've shared several moving trucks.
We have. Steve joined us in 2009, but he's worked with the show since 2003, and Kelly joined us in 2019.
Okay.
It just feels like so much longer.
It does, doesn't it? Time is just dragging.
Before you moved here, Steve, how long did you think you'd be here? Did you think it was a I'll be here for a minute and then leave job?
No.
You didn't?
No, I knew it was going to be. It wasn't until after I moved here that I thought it was going to be a shorter time.
Oh, no.
Before I moved here, I'd really.
It takes a minute to get to like us.
Yeah, before I moved here, I had really high hopes, and I thought, I'm going to retire this way. And then I moved here, and it was like 3 weeks in, and I was like, oh, this might just be a quick stop.
How long is this contract? Okay.
Luckily, it all worked out.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. We were pretty disorganized, amongst other things.
Yeah.
So
were? Other things, yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you standing now, though?
Well, he needs a contract.
Currently nothing holding me here.
Right. He could leave today contractually. With double fingers to the moon, and we could just go, what?
Have we talked about that? I came back
this
after.
This is the first time.
No. After we were on vacation.
Well, to be fair, we probably talked about it 3 years ago when I assumed the same thing happened.
Probably. Yeah, it was while we were on vacation, and I don't know why. I was just sitting at the kitchen table. We were eating dinner or something, and I was like, just popped in my head, and I thought, huh, I think my contract expired with the radio show. No, that couldn't be it. Surely somebody would have said something. I would have remembered before now, like a week after. The guys would have brought something up.
Right.
Yeah, they would.
Not even worried about it. And then it was later that night. I couldn't get it out of my head, so I go back through my email, and I'm looking at my contract. So I was like, oh, December 31st, 2022. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm not going to work when we go back.
Now, imagine, though, if you had come back on the, like, whatever day we came back, January 9th, and we're like, yeah, Steve, you remember your contract's up, right? Yeah?
What are you doing here?
Okay, cool.
Leave I'll see you later.
No, that'd have been awful. That'd have been awful.
So, yeah, we've been in tough negotiations for the last 3 weeks.
Very, very tough.
Yeah. Oh, man. Steve almost tipped a table over last week at the airport before he went to Nashville.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to do for your contract? And he yelled, don't talk to me! And flipped it over and said, this isn't where we do it.
Speak to my agent.
It was very, very menacing.
Yeah. Kelly, did you think this was you thought this was like a holdover, right?
I had no idea.
You think
I
that now, no right? Idea, I mean, you're not buying a house here, right?
I bought a house here, yes. I'm invested. But I
you're not buying another one, are
you? You guys really don't want me to stay, do you? Yeah. I remember moving here and thinking, I certainly hope I don't have to work with another person who throws things at people and who flips over tables. Because that actually happened. I know we were just joking around about Steve, but man, by the time I left, there was one host who was just awful to be around. So, and I'd only met y'all. I talked on the phone with y'all a couple of times, but I'd only met y'all in person once.
Who did you think was going to be trouble? Me or Hot Wings?
You, Free Beer.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you have the, like, that personality that's just going to say something. You're just going to ask it. And I was like, he's going to get me in trouble.
Well, that might be true. That still could happen.
I've always wanted to be the person who would flip a table, but my arms are pretty weak. So I mind my own business mostly.
Well, when I first started, there was some crazy stuff going on, too.
We do that every few years.
The system shut down, and then...
Oh, yeah, Free Beer clicked the hack button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I didn't help, but I didn't cause the hack that wasn't a hack. It was.
Yeah.
It's a Nigerian prince here. Let me in.
It was crazy.
We have monies for you.
So when that happened, it was Kelly. Like, literally, we finished your first break.
Yeah.
Like, we got done with the, like, hey, you know, can't wait to talk about blank segment, and then screens went dark and things got bad.
Yeah.
That was somewhat illuminating, though, to have you later to see it through your eyes. I mean, I don't mean to steal your stuff, but you said, well, I just sat there and waited to see who would break things.
Oh, my God. I was ready for one of y'all.
Because that was your experience.
Yeah, and once I got to know y'all, I didn't feel like y'all were going to be trouble like that. I just thought, like, okay, one person here is going to get me in trouble for partying. Another person here is going to get me in trouble if I don't do my job right, because Steve was so fed up. He was so fed up, and he was just like, you better do this job right. And then I was like, Howie's going to get me in trouble if I'm not funny enough. And then I was like, Freebeer's going to get me in trouble because he can ask me anything, and I'll answer it. Like, I'll just answer it.
Yeah, I like... Yeah, I like nudging that forward.
Yeah. And then you do that thing after you ask the question, like, I'm not asking too many questions, am I? I didn't get too personal, did I? And I'm like,
you should always ask that after.
Always after. Always after.
It's like a blank thing. Can I ask you a personal question every time I think of one, anytime ever? Yeah. Well, I probably was going to stay a couple years and then hit the road. So I still have the feelers out.
Yeah. What about you, Hot Wings? What were you thinking?
I'm going to die here.
Right there.
I don't know
chair.
How to do anything else, and I don't have any other friends. So this is it. This is where I belong.
Hey, it's the Hot Wing Show with Bill and Brian. Hey.
Hey, man.
Let's talk tikis.
Okay. And we can talk tires.
Tikis and tires with Hot Wings and Bill and Brian. Yeah.
Might be fun.
That's a good show. I'd listen to that.
Bill Bryan Hot Wings.
The problem is not one of us has the self-motivation to make that happen.
Yeah, you've got an episode recorded, but nobody ever edits it or posts it.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of things we've talked about doing in our lives.
The only video on the YouTube channel is just Hot Wings holding up cords and going, I don't get it. What's wrong with the thing?
Things used to be so much more.
Things were so simple before.
Yeah. I got this whole show for you guys, but it's going to take me like 30 years to post it.
I'm like a live action version of the "We are having technical difficulties" card. Right.
Yeah, you're the live action version of bird flying into power lines.
Yeah, or the cameraman with his butt sticking out while he's pulling out stuff from inside the camera. Yeah, that's what they used in mine.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.